Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Carolas as Knoxville gets its first win. Also in the girls game, a little bit more hard fought than what the boys game is. 43-38. Coach, finally, some things came together for you. Good win tonight.
Yeah, we'll take the win. It didn't come easy. I told the girls it wouldn't come easy. You know, we talked about that after the game at Van Meter. That, you know, we're not at a point where we can just step on the court and beat anybody. And that second quarter, lid was shut. And but yeah, the third quarter I thought was really good. And first half of the fourth quarter we did good. And we got, you know, we'll learn how to finish those games a little bit better.
And you were getting the shots and they just weren't falling. I mean, either point blank or point outside. Blank. And I mean, and I saw, you know, Hannah a couple times and Ayla a couple times just look up like, what do I have to do to make a shot tonight?
Well, we got to use the backboard is what we got to do.
Yes, I mentioned that.
Yeah, the second quarter especially, just, I don't know, five, six, seven, just wide open layups type of thing. And, you know, I don't know if it's just body control or, you know, they're rushing themselves. You know, obviously it's a speed of the game, just like we talked about. But I thought Addie Williams did a great job, especially in the second half. Her getting up to 10 points, that helped us. We needed that second score, and she drove the ball really well with the rim. But, yeah, we'll get there. We'll improve offensively. And, you know, it does. 43 isn't the number you want, but it's an improvement over the last couple of games. So it's a step in the right direction.
You bring up Addie Williams, and I thought, and Jason and I thought, we kind of saw her grow up a little bit tonight.
Yeah, she'll figure it out. She's a heck of an athlete, first of all, and she has a great motor. So those are two good starting points. And there's nothing that you can do to replicate or that transition from middle school basketball to stepping in and playing varsity right away. And not just playing varsity, but starting. And she probably played 25, 27 minutes, something like that. So we're asking a lot of her, both defensively and offensively. And she's going to get better and better and better over the course of the year.
Hannah Duncan, 24 points. I think the second half finally found the rhythm, too.
Yeah, she's going to have that mentality. The first half, I think she was trying to distribute a little bit. And that's just not to say that's not who she is, because she can get assists, but she's a scorer. She's like, you know what, I'm taking this game over, and she did. For her, the first two games, you know, scoring 12 points, nothing wrong with that, but we have to have her up around that 20-point mark. Today with 24, she's a phenomenal player, and she's a joy to watch and joy to coach.
You know, you were telling me that, you know, she kind of put a dent in that parade to 1,000, but I think what might be more important to her, catching sister Emma on the scoring list.
She's a little bit behind Emma still. We're on that countdown to 1,000. You know, we're going to be there soon, or she's, and I'm not doing anything, all credit to her, but honestly, you know, I talked to Emma, joked to Emma about it before the game, and she's like, I don't care. And then she's Emma don't care, and I don't think Hannah really truly cares either. Just, you know, she'll end up talking a little smack to her. But Emma has her in a couple other stats too, so there's still a ways to go.
What did you see in this team that really you thought, okay, maybe they're starting to get some things now?
You know, I think they battled through some adversity. That, you know, the past two games plus the scrimmage, we battled adversity and we crumbled. You know, the quality of the teams we faced had something to do with that too, not to take anything away from Cardinal. But, you know, that second quarter, what did we score, 1 or 2 points in the second quarter? Not very many.
Four,
yay. Not any coach's dream there. But we came out, we switched to a man-to-man defense in the second half, went to what we call pack line defense. And Addie Duncan, pressure up front, she was tenacious. And that was, you know, I got to give Coach Marcus Wilkins credit for that one. He wanted her up there in the front. And other Coach Wilkins, he said, hey, he wanted to go to man-to-man. I was like, huh? He gave up 19 points, but it worked. And kudos to them. That's why you have a coaching staff. And but, yeah, battled adversity and got through. And especially even that fourth quarter where we were up by seven and we lay chipped away at it, I think it got to tied. But then I was like, hey, we ran a couple baseline out-of-bounds plays, got a bucket on that. Key offense rebound by Hannah and resulted in an and-one, and she made her free throws down the stretch. So just those winning plays that you have to have.
Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart joins us on KNIA Careless. Now, do you have your phone with you tonight? You have the information. You did find your phone.
I found my phone, yeah.
Okay.
It was in my bag, just in one of the 17 pockets that's in the bag.
Panthers versus Cancer. Megan gave you some information to share. Now we could share it tonight.
Yeah, so the similar to what I said last time, the website is live. You can go on and see it. You can't obviously make any bids yet. Well, that as we go. But the T-shirt store is open through Raymakers. I believe that's open through the beginning part of January, maybe. I could be wrong on that. Sorry, Megan. we're getting donations a lot for the businesses right now. We got another one today. I went and picked up another one from one of the dental offices here in town yesterday, and we're getting more and more pictures up on the website as we get closer. And then just a reminder, if you want your name or either your business or your own name on the back of the shirt, it's a $500 donation to get on that. Contact Megan or I, and like we always say, we appreciate everybody's help. It's a really cool cause, and hopefully we'll get another good year in here.
32auctions.com is a place to go.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will see you Tuesday. Clark coming in, another chance to get a win.
We're hoping. I've actually already, since this game's been over, I've been on watching their game on Sheraton, so they're struggling against Sheraton, and so hopefully we'll get a good scout in, a good practice on Monday, and see if we can get two in a row here.
All right, see you then.
All right, thank you.
That's Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach, as the Panthers on Friday defeat Cardinal 43-38. We'll come back for more right after this on KNIA KRLS.